I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome to another theory podcast. I'm starting out with an apology. I have to apologize to Matt, who is very upset because I misconstrued what he said about Eve of the Daleks as being potentially homophobic, and he assures me it's not. He said if the Doctor at some point is going to at some point claim she too has romantic feelings for Yaz, I feel it'll undermine the first female Doctor we've had. Now, I don't know how else I could have read that, but that's he's saying it's not homophobic. He won't really respond to me. I've asked him, you know, what his actual intention was for it. Look, I'm sorry if I've taken it the wrong way. And I'm really, really, you know, I'm really sorry that it's upset you that I implied that it was in some way homophobic. I still don't understand what you mean by undermine the first female Doctor. But please, if you want to write me another letter and let me know, that would be amazing. But I do have, you know, I didn't even get through half of Matt's letter, so let's get into the rest of it. He says, the whole episode was classic Chibnall stop, start, stop, start. Let's have an energetic bit and then utterly, unnaturally stop the pace for a poorly written emotion scene. It's Ryan in the cafe with his dad all over again. Daleks running, extermination, Dan telling Yaz he knows she loves the Doctor. It's not that I don't want those kind of scenes. It's just that they're so poorly fitted in. It feels like you're in a car with someone on their first driving lesson who can't get the clutch control right. Oh, that's, don't go in for a lesson with someone who's learning in a manual. jerking from scene to scene with no smooth transition. Yeah, I get what you mean by that, but I think it's, you know, that's the kind of thing that happens in these fast-paced episodes, is that unless you want to have like an emotional scene be someone just screaming at the top of their lungs while things are flying at them. And I mean, that this doesn't just happen in Doctor Who at the moment. Like, that happens a lot in Star Trek. Like, you know, in the old days of Star Trek, like the 90s Star Trek, you would get someone would be on a mission. There'd be all sorts of exciting stuff happening. And then they'd get back to the spaceship and then they would sit down with Counselor Troy and they'd have a little cry. But nowadays in Star Trek, it's like, oh, there's explosions going off. Everything's happening. We've only got 4 minutes to go. I'm going to spend the next 3 minutes having a little breakdown about how sad I am about everything that's just happened. And then we still seem to only have 4 minutes to go. So, look, I think it's just modern storytelling. I think that's just how things happen now. Like, you know, when you go to a Marvel movie, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, oh my God, we're all in peril and I'm bleeding from every orifice and I'm just going to sit here and tell you how much I love you and you mean the world to me and, you know, I wouldn't have been where I am without you, like my father figure or mother figure who's died now. It happens in every Marvel movie. I'm not spoiling anything. So some father figure cucks it. And the hero goes on a little emotional journey and comes out the other side. So yeah, I feel like that's just the way we like storytelling is. And I've just kind of, you know, the first few times I saw it, I found it jarring and annoying. And then I'm just like, well, this is just the norm now. Like, this is just how things are. But I can understand that feeling like a stop, start kind of thing. And I don't think the emotional scenes are that are as poorly written as you think they are. You know, maybe the performances are lackluster. Maybe it's the direction. Who knows? Like, you know, words on a page can be, yeah, interpreted in a million different ways. So Matt goes on, I wasn't entirely sure what it was all about either, to be honest. Why did Sarah's mum have to call her at 10 seconds to midnight? Well, that was because the doctor needed a trigger, like, was like, you know, a trigger event for the bomb to go off. And that was what the call was about. Matt also asked, why were they convinced that midnight was the end point of the loop anyway? I don't know that they were convinced it was at midnight. It's just that it started closer to midnight when the loop was closing. The loop seemed to always close when they died, when they'd all been killed. So it was kind of like, what do you call it? What's that book? The All You Need Is Kill that they made into Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise. So yeah, it's that. I presume the end of the loop was just when they all died and the TARDIS was looping back to try and keep them alive long enough for them to get out of the loop and survive. Matt also says the whole thing about Nick always dying at 5 to midnight, that seemed like a big important emotional point for Sarah until one loop later it really wasn't anymore. Yeah, because he ducked and got out of the way and the Daleks killed each other. Like, the Daleks ruined that loop by putting two of them in there. Like, that wasn't even Nick, realistically. The Daleks stuffed up their own murdering of him. Like, they could have murdered him at 5 to midnight and then have him be dead in the loop forever, because he would have been outside the loop because the loop would have gotten shorter. But because they put another Dalek into the loop, then they shot each other because he ducked. And, you know, it was silly that he ducked and they shot each other. But hey, you know, they're exterminating Daleks. They're super exterminating Daleks. I know they're execution Daleks, but I don't know why they're called execution. Like, aren't they? Like, I still don't understand why they're a special kind of Dalek for executing people or creatures or whatever. Because all Daleks execute. Like, that's what exterminating is. Anyway, semantics. It's possible there were explanations to all this, but frankly, I was already thinking about watching an episode of City of Death later once this mess was over. Oh, man. Oh, and Dan was in it, apparently. Yeah. Although, as you pointed out, like, Dan had the scene, Matt, where he told Yaz he knows she's in love with the Doctor. So that was fairly impactful. I get that it wasn't impactful on the whole, you know, plot of the story, little though there was. Like, there wasn't much of a plot. It's like, we're stuck in a building in a time loop. Like, let's not get shot by Daleks. But I love the scene with Dan running in a circle around the Dalek. That made me laugh. So, yeah, look, it's bizarre. Like, it is, you know, it is a very silly episode. But I enjoyed it, and I'm sad that you didn't, Matt, and I'm sad that you were also upset about me misconstruing what you had written. So I would love you to explain further what you actually meant by it, but I understand if you don't want to go into it anymore. One last thing from Matt. He says, Chibnall made much this week of the fact that the episode would refer to the events of the Flux. But there's still no resolution to the fact that the majority of the universe was apparently destroyed. Yeah, Squally said that on the Patreon, and I totally agree. So he says, I expect a three-box set series from Big Finish explaining how the universe was restored, set between the Vanquishers and Eve of the Daleks, because we're not going to get an explanation from the TV series, it seems. Probably not. And, you know, many of the Big Finish people have said that the TV writers, like Stephen Moffat especially, would leave great big plot holes for them to fill in whenever they felt like it. Yeah, I listened to one this week, which was, and you can, if you want to hear any of my Big Finish, they're not so much recaps, I just kind of talk about them in a, more of a preview, because I don't like to spoil it if no one's seen it. But I listened to the Dimension Canon with Rose Tyler, Billy Piper playing Rose Tyler this week, which is set in between, you know, when she leaves in Doomsday and then when she comes back for the finale of season four. And it's basically her poking her nose into a whole bunch of different alternate worlds, trying to find the one that she's from. Where the Doctor is. So that was a very interesting trip. So yeah, look, I do understand what you mean with some of this, Matt. Like I get the stop start nature of it. Like that can feel kind of discombobulating when, you know, comparing it to other stuff. But compared to a lot of other stuff on TV at the moment, to be honest, it did not bother me at all. But I can understand it upsetting you. And I also totally understand you being upset at me thinking something that you've written was not what you intended it to say. And that is absolutely fair for you to be upset about that. And I'm really, really sorry. So I hope everything's fine and you can write to me again. All right. I have another letter here from Paul, but I'm running out of time. So if you have anything you want to say, please send me an email, theory@adamrichard.com.au, or you can get me on Twitter and Instagram @AdamRichard, and you can leave a message on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, which James has done today because he's very excited about Sea Devils. All right, we'll have heaps more in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.